Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
we will go down right now and reference the Holy One, the Righteous One, our Father and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for filling us together around this spectrum. Hallelujah. Father God, we know that this earthly home is not our eternity home, God. But we know that you have prepared in wait, God, for those of us that are living according to your will and according to your command. You have a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, but you are its builder and you are its architect. But until you crack those clouds, one historic day, God, with all of your just holy power and majesty, God, we will be coming and going through this barren land as pilgrims, God. I'm asking you all tonight, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay to bring only my word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. To those that are hurting deep within the pit of their souls, these and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And we as a combined nation, holy, a peculiar people of God, we shall say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, in spite of what I'm going through, you know, I'll tell you, I just want to share a little bit of my testimony. On last evening, I was out and about, you know, trying to do good, trying to spend money abroad to help, you know, in the ministry and paying, I'm trying to pay folks that I owe. And so I went and I had taken care of all of that, and then I decided to get me a little lunch. And so I went and carried my lunch to my car and clicked my hood and was stationary and some things back in my trunk area. And then after that, I decided that I was going to place my dinner. I had bought a whole rack of ribs for myself and my son, and bought a beverage drink. And so I placed all that in my trunk. I had laid my keys, mind you, as I just first stated earlier, in the bed of my trunk while I was trying to stationary these items. Shut my trunk down with every key that I owned. And I'll tell you, that was the most horrific evening that I could ever encounter. You know, I just counted all the joy, because I know that, you know, whenever we're trying to do right and serving God, we're all going to have a problem with our adversary. And his name is Satan. We're always going to have problems, and we're going to have issues with him as long as we are here on planet Earth. But you know, I know that I serve a God that has all power in his hand. Hallelujah. He can call things into being. He can call things to either start or stop. And so I know that, you know, God is still on my side in spite of what we go through. Because in this life, we never know what each day shall bring. But as long as we know that we have God in our lives, we have God on our side, we don't have to worry. Because God said in his word that we will go through trials and tribulations. But he said that I will deliver you from, not some of them, not part of them, but all of them. So I know that victory if I faint not. And I'm not intending on fainting. So I just count it all joy. And my automobile now has went to the Mercedes-Benz house for repair. So now, you know, I'm just kind of debating whether I want to go and rent a car or all that. I just don't know right now. But I'm just, you know, reflecting on last evening how your day can start out so good and then end up just, you know, like it's just kind of like a tsunami, you know, trickling down on you. You know, there you are trying to do good. And that just let me know that all people and walks of life, good and indifferent, you wonder, you said, well, why do, you know, bad things happen to good people? Well, you know, that's all in God's plan for things to happen in one's life. You know, if they are good people, you know, do good deeds or what have you. That's just certainty that we all must face in this life as going through this barren land, as I first stated, as pilgrims through this barren land. And so I just, you know, just asking the prayers of the righteous one out there just to continue to pray for me and with me, and I will do the same for you. And so without any further preliminaries, we're going to go right on into our program. Hallelujah. And so our text on tonight is entitled, Speak Truth to Power. I'm going to say that one more time. Speak Truth to Power. And of course, I don't have my spectators with me on this evening, so just forgive me if I stumble a little bit, because I can't see that well without my glasses, especially at night. But the Word of God tells us that it said God has called you to speak truth to power, the living, reigning ministry of Jesus, and that the empowering ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives sets us free. And it sets us free to speak the truth in love, even to those who hold authority over us. It is when we speak truth to power that the captives are set free. It is when we speak truth to power that the inner and institutional burdens are lifted and bondage broken. It is when we speak truth to power that there is deliverance from the demons of social and spiritual denomination. We find that in the law of Acts 26, it is a call to speak truth to power regardless of personal or political consequences. We know that Paul was a prisoner in chains before King Agrippa, the governor of Festus, and Bernice, King Agrippa, Governor Festus, and Bernice represent social, political, and spiritual, and economic power. But we find out that Paul represented social, political, and spiritual, and economic powerlessness. And you might ask, Overseer Ward, how are the powerless enabled and inwardly encouraged to speak the truth to power? And how come we overcome feelings of depression, feelings of oppression, feelings of rejection and pain so that we can confront the lies that keep us in bondage? And Paul said that he could speak the truth to power because he had been changed. Hallelujah. Paul went from being an oppressor of Christians to a servant of Christ because he had been changed. Jesus Christ himself had stopped him. Jesus had challenged him and saved him. And we read that in verse 14 and 15. Paul heard and responded to the call and committed to turn people from the power of Satan denomination to the power of God's deliverance into victory. We know that the commitment led Paul to confront and to challenge small and great alike with the life-changing power of the resurrection Christ. We know that because of Christ and because of Paul's courageous and radical and faith to refuse to accept his position of powerlessness. And then we know that Festus thought that he was crazy. And Agrippa, however, was moved and almost persuaded by Paul's witness. And right now, there is God in the midst of us. And he is seeking to change you, to make contact with you, and to call you and to lead you to a Christian commitment that will confront any challenge. You can challenge anyone, people of power, so that lives might be liberated and communities transformed today. So I encourage you to speak truth to power, because there is power in the truthness of God. Hallelujah. We know that the word of God is the real, songwriter said that we know that the word of God is the real truth of Jesus. Hallelujah, in its entirety. If God said it, he can back it up. God said, for one jot iota of his word come back void, that heaven and earth, hallelujah, would, heaven and earth would just fall on off of the map, go into the sea. So we know that God's word stands firm, and we can be constellated in God's word and his truth. And we're going to be taking our key scripture from the law of John 8:32. And it reads like this. It said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. And we know that when we know the real truth of Jesus, we can be liberated from bondage, from whatever have us bound. You know, whatever it is, if it's smoking tobacco, God is a deliverer. If it's using God's name in vain, God can be a deliverer. Swearing and being abusive, God is a deliverer. God can deliver whatever has one mind. Hallelujah. We know that, hallelujah, unbelievers have long scoffed at the biblical story of the fall of the ancient city of Jericho. We know that that's why that people are skeptical in today's world. As I first stated last evening, they are very skeptical of God's word. Hallelujah. But you know, that was one headline that made the front newspaper. And it was about the version of the Jericho demise. And the article began with the walls of Jericho. And he said that the walls of Jericho did come tumbling down, as recounted in the Bible. Now we know that our theme on tonight is speak truth to power. So as we are counted in the Bible, according to an archaeology study, the archaeology of the University of Toronto said, he said that when we compare the archaeology of evidence at Jericho with this biblical narrative describing the Israelite destruction of Jericho, we find remarkable agreement. The Bible places the event after spring harvest and indicates that the Israelites burned the city. And both facts confirmed by the archaeological remains once again. And so we know that archaeology bears testimony to the truthfulness of Scripture. And our belief in the authenticity of the Bible does not depend solely on scientific research, but on its claim to be God's Word. And as we read in the law of 2 Timothy 3 and 16, it tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And we can therefore have complete confidence in what it says. It's a fact. The walls of Jericho did indeed fall. We know that the Bible stands, hallelujah, the Bible stands as a mountain towering far above the work of men. Its truth by none ever was refused and destroyed if they never can. So this is to the wise. God's word is sufficient. Hallelujah. We know that God's word stands firm. Way back to its beginning unto its present time, God's word stands sure. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded that there was a Christian believer, hallelujah, and he was particularly concerned about his frustration, his outrage with anger. And he found out that talking seems to help his anger management. And he said that after talking, hallelujah, that he began to read his Bible notes and that he found several pages that spoke to him. But what, he said that but what helped him the most was the realization that Christianity really is the truth, and that the today's Christian, this should be obvious. Said, but for him, it was a fresh reminder that Jesus, in fact, is the Son of God, and that he loves us. He loves all of us. And then he added that just knowing the truth was very liberating. And suddenly all of his frustration and anger seemed to have left him. And so we know that in searching the Word of God, even as a young Christian, and searching for God's truth, we can exclaim that His word is always true and it stands the same. And the Christian faith, it stands true. But this gentleman never realized that very thing up until this point. But I want to encourage you tonight that as believers, you can search for the great understanding of the gospel. And we can rediscover what Jesus promised. He said in his word that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that again is found in the law of John 8 and 32. I would like to ask you that are out there around the world listening to this digital broadcast, do you need a fresh realization of the truth in your life? And if your answer is yes, then I would encourage you to spend time searching the scripture, the written truth, and the earnestly to seek Jesus Christ,
back when
the living truth.
Soon
the old familiar truth of Jesus and his love will become refreshingly new to you and will make you free indeed. We find out that our selfish ways imprison us. We cry out to be free. But if we will obey God's word, we'll find true liberty. And we find out that the truth of Christ is the only path to freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May God add to a reading and a blessing unto his word. Hallelujah. God's word is truth. You can stand on it for what it is worth, because it is worth its weight, and it is priceless, because you can't put a price on God or his word. But his word stands up to you that it is the truth, handwriting of God in its entirety. And I hope in it that this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have a prayer petition, you would want your ship of Zion to go down on prayer in your behalf. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Love Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. And I pray that this program has injected your spirit and infused your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And you can send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Jenny, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, Janice, All About God at yahoo.com. We will allow the conclusion of these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. Till we meet again across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow him to go in you. Bye.